doors and chain with geezers themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, we'd love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back. I got no response, which is kind of expected. I believe I said that I expect no response. Well, I got no response. So the plan is tomorrow to contact the state, because obviously I have been contacted by them. I will tell you right now that I will query about the amount, because the amount they're asking for is incorrect, and the statement I got did say that this can be challenged if the amount is incorrect. Julia, as you may recall, has two kids. The amount that I am required to pay you includes Julia. So there's a problem here. George, my assumption is a high school graduate. But since you haven't allowed me to talk with him in 3 years, it's only an assumption. So I have no idea whether or not he is or is not part of the expense. Again, because this is being denied to me. I am going to do nothing to push you away, but rather to encourage you to look again at the man you promised your life to, me, and see that in spite of what has happened, I'm still very much in love with you. I am seeking reconciliation without retribution. I have stated that now for years. The unwillingness to talk with me confuses me. It just doesn't make sense. But of course, then, you know, the only role model I see in your life is your dad, who runs, your brother, who ran. I pointed out that he went, he engaged me in dialogue, and then he ran. When I pointed that out, he called me a liar. And I pointed out that, well, you ran. And he ran again. So is this consistent? It's not biological. It's sinful. Love does the opposite. Love will communicate. Love will, again, that's obedience to Christ. Love will reconcile. I'm trying to do that with Jim Cross, my father-in-law, your dad. I want to reconcile my family. Because I want to know about George, whether or not he's a high school graduate. And I want to know about you. Because I'm in love with you. I am seriously in love with you. You have no idea. Dorothy Jane, I do love you.